State epidemiologist Sarah Park says health officials continue to deal with a flood of information about COVID-19.
We are just as anxious about as everyone else to have complete data. And the challenge there is, as I said, is making sure the data is complete as well as that it's clean. If you talk to anyone who's ever dealt with big data, they will tell you this, that cleaning is a huge part of the process.
But things get a little tricky when it comes to data on race and ethnicity. State health authorities collect that information using federal forms provided by the Centers for Disease Control.
And that's why the race data for Native Hawaiians is lumped together Native Hawaiians / Pacific Islanders. Now, when we get that form, my staff do automatically try to parse out more sort of the secondary level, the cultural background, right? So Filipino versus Japanese versus Chinese.
Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. But she says up until now, officials haven't had time to take that second pass at the data.
In the course of the heat of the outbreak, the reality is that oftentimes what happens is our investigators are just going to collect what they need to. Because remember, the focus is contact tracing and trying to identify people who may have been exposed and, you know, making sure they're in quarantine. And so things like race sort of are not that prioritized.
What this pandemic has started to highlight very clearly is just how we collect the data, whether it's the standardization of data collection, but also the picture that that data presents.
Sherry Daniels, executive director of Papaola Lokahi, teamed up with other leaders in the Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander community to push for disaggregated data from health officials and other state agencies, breaking out a more detailed picture, including racial and ethnic information.
But disaggregation allows communities to really take ownership of their data and tell their story.
Daniels says a lack of uniform reporting practices at the county, state, and federal levels adds to the delay. Sylvia Hussey, CEO of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, says OHA has been working directly with state agencies to collect disaggregated data on health, unemployment, and social services during COVID-19.
Whether it's a Pacific Island perspective or Native Hawaiians, we really need to know the underlying data so that we can understand what effective strategies that we can apply, support, and advance in our community.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.